go back up to where we left off, and that would have been the budget. And we held off on the $20,000 for the water share. In fact, we were going to go that route, and we were going to buy these other water shares. That would have eaten that up immediately, and so that was the reason of trying to communicate. Gerald, do we want to make any changes? I'm working right now on the general fund. So we need to, well, we approved that already, so we need to do a resolution. Think.
So we need water, do we need 70 or 80,000 possible for that?
Well, tomorrow morning's a phone call on it, so I don't know how that may or may not affect what we're doing at the moment. I was confused after trying to think about how to do it.
I'll bet.
So since it has to be passed in June.
We have to pass it, then we got to pass it. Just, do we fill those lines an hour later, or right. I guess we can do it like we did before. We can, if we do it, we'll hold that along another meeting along with some of the other things we have to amend.
Yeah, if that goes through.
Do we at least double it?
Well, I guess at this point we're going to keep it. Let's keep it at 20, and then if we go that route, then we'll have to have that meeting. If we don't go that route, we won't have to amend that. Or amend it now, knowing that we're not going to get that and still want to buy more shares.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say next pony for that. I just.
Right.
If we were to think of that, we would definitely have to upgrade it, or up the monies. If not, are we expecting more shares?
If you don't mind, I would like to hold off. I'm still unclear as to how much money that in our general reserve is actually impacting. You know, that number is a big number, but I know that that's where those impact fees are, and I don't know what that number.
Okay.
So you have to, you can't spend those.
Well, right. No, there's certainly a money issue that, you know, we're really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So if you hold off on this, then how do we accomplish the two budget goals to get them approved for this month and next month?
Well, what I would do is go ahead and pass our general budget for next year.
Okay.
But we really do need to talk about the amended budget. For this year, and figure out, you know, where we're off. You know, I'm not familiar enough with it to say how much extra you can put in for the month of June. Let's see, what was our total this month? Almost 16,000 for a bunch of different things.
Where are you at, Mary?
Well, I was just looking at the warrants for this month. We're 16,000. So if you were thinking about the month of June, maybe that would be 16,000, up to 20,000, something like that. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
So to add that into the expenditure side.
Can we call this COVID? Can we call it COVID?
COVID?
COVID. Use it for that.
Yeah, you got to get so, separated. 46. And the revenues were, bring a calculator. You said 498 on the total revenues here. Into the 479 expenditures, that's just like 499. So we're just about. Is everybody following me?
Yeah,
close.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the 498.
Right.
And
478. You got 20 on top of that. It's 498, 88.
And your revenues will be a little bit more too, because you're still going to get some sales tax. And no, we won't. June is the only one. Unless, did you add those in for June already? Okay, so then you will get a little bit more.
Nope, I haven't received those. I usually won't get those till the end of the month, but, yeah.
Yeah, you have one more payment of that, right?
Correct.
And what other, that's not added in, so that, that addition to the revenue, what are those quote averagely?
So, just for an idea, this last sales tax, so normally we're between 12 and 14.
Okay.
The month of May was $16,408.
And that was actually from what we...
So, 12 to 14, and we got 16, I mean...
Well, the other's probably another $20,000, unless we have some more license fees and things. Anyway, ballpark figure. I mean, just to make it simple here, I'd add $20,000 on the revenue side and $20,000 on the expenditure side, and then, you know, whatever's left over goes into the general fund.
So it would be like at $518,000?
Something like that.
Total revenue?
And then when Mary gets the actual number, those are the ones she'll report to the...
And then the total expenditure, you're saying $499? And that we just had?
Yep, and so, you know...
So we're all...
And I'd say if there's a positive balance, that just stays in the general reserve.
Gotcha.
Does that make any sense?
Does to me.
Does.
Okay. I mean, that's just a simple way of doing it.
It is.
Like I say, when Mary gets the actual number, she's going to be reporting those to the state anyway, so...
Okay.
Did you get, the one there? You didn't want to ask to get it.
Did it, right? Okay, so... I would say that kind of solves the problem for now, because we're going to have that meeting to do any just down the road. Any monies that we're going to change.
This is last year's though.
This is the amended.
Correct, correct.
So, for this, yeah.
Current year.
Amended.
Excuse me.
Right. Okay, so... Any, that's on their general fund. Any other issues on, I guess we can go back to it. Otherwise, we'll go, we've got four and five, both the resolutions to, do you have any questions on the water fund?
Shelley, does this include the revenues for June? It's seventh already, is that for your...
Yeah, I was going to say.
So you don't have those deposits?
Oh.
No, because the water bill just went out on the 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Isn't that usually when they go out?
So it does not, okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was reading, listening to...
So off $20,000, right?
At least we found something going towards our capital fund.
Well... I think my eyes are crossing here.
Sure.
Looking at...
Oh, no, no, I was looking at...
Anymore.
Okay, no, 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 so, custom operations, I was looking at the wrong item.
We're lucky, I even like the rest of the grid. Pull us into a town to begin with, the net fee.
There were, there was some discussion about that. I think there still is.
But, still, I think if we get this other deal, it'd be a good thing we can look back on. Talk about that later.
So I can go back to four, which would be the amended budget 2020-2021. Make a motion for that one and any other discussion for the next one if you want to do that for the fiscal year 21-22. I guess what I'm saying is if you have more discussion on the amendment, great. If not, I'll take a motion.
For the amended budget?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion that we approve the amended budget with the resolution DR 2021-06-07A.
I'm just making sure I get my right DRs.
Yes. A or B, whichever one it is.
A is the amended.
A is amended, okay. Just looking at myself, great, I got that for me.
Amended, approved.
Okay, we have a motion?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Any other discussion on that motion? If none, all in favor, roll call start there.
Terry, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Right. Approved there. I'll read the resolution, DR 21-06-07A. Effective date, June 7th, 2021. Short title, resolution approving amendments to the Danieltown General Operation Budget, Water Enterprise Budget, and Storm Haven Water Budget for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. The purpose of this resolution is to approve and adopt the proposed amendment budgets presented in the public hearing held June 7, 2021 to accommodate changes to the adoptive revenue and or expenses. Whereas the legislative body of the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, having reviewed, considered, and adopted budgets prepared by the budget office of the town of Daniel, having held a public hearing for public comment prior to the final budget adoption, and having adopted the budget, does hereby wish to amend the adopted budget for fiscal year 2020-21. The public hearing was properly noticed and public comment solicited and considered. Be resolved, accepted, and approved by the governing legislative body of the town of Daniel, that the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, hereby adopts the amended budgets for the fiscal year July 1, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. A copy of the amended budget is attached. Shall I entertain a motion on the resolution?
We already voted on that.
We did.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I was thinking of the approval of the
affirmative.
Yeah.
Sorry, I might have read that resolution order.
Resolution
or are you a little late?
I'm talking both. We'll go. Let's. I'll read this one too, as well as the 2021-06-07. Before we vote, so any discussion or comments on that? I'll go ahead and read this next resolution then. DR 2021-06-07B, effective date June 7th, 2021. Resolution approving Danieltown General Operation Budget, Water Enterprise Budget, and Storm Haven Water Budget for fiscal year 21-22. The purpose of this resolution is to approve and adopt the proposed budgets presented in the public hearing on June 7th, 2021. Resolution, whereas the legislative body of the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, having reviewed, considered, and adopted budgets prepared by the budget office of the town of Daniel, has held a public hearing for public comment prior to the final budget adoption. The tentative budgets were available for public inspection, and the public hearing was properly noticed and public comment solicited and considered. Be resolved, accepted, and approved by the governing legislative body of the town of Daniel, that the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, hereby adopts these budgets for the fiscal year July 1, 21 through June 30th, 22. Copy of the budget is attached. Shall I obtain a motion on this resolution?
Move we accept and approve the Daniel resolution DR 2021-06-07B, adopting the fiscal year budget for 2021-22.
Thank you. We have a first, we have a second?
No second, Bob.
We have a second. Any other discussion with regards to that? All in favor, start a third. Roll call.
Eric, nay.
Chip, yay.
Joe, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Resolution passed, DR 2021-06-07B. Okay. Any other things before we entertain item number 18?
but we hear who the candidates are.
Oh, my apologies. Candidates for mayor are Mike Duggan, Scott Kohler, Eric Bunker, council, Stephanie Grady, John Glodowski, John Blotter, Jeremy Charchenko, and... Robin Pearson.
Well, you're a rat.
Amen. We've only had one election, so...
Good.
We have 43 votes. I think that's all we did.
Well, Chair will entertain a motion.
Is there a juror?
I'll second that.
We have a first and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Start with Eric.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Thank you all. Meeting adjourned.